We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for Wednesdays with Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Bob Wojnowski joins us now. Hello, Woj.
Well. Pardon me if I sound a little tired. I was up all night watching Michigan State, Kentucky.
Were you?
And then I did the all 22 film study of the Lions game.
Why didn't you tweet about it?
Oh, I did, under the name Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, that was you.
Oh. Yeah.
Because Dan Orlovsky said it's the greatest performance by a quarterback in the last 10 years in a loss.
See, I heard that earlier today on the Jamie and Stoney show.
Yes, yes.
And your little sidekick there, Stoney, the fact that he did not get that correct is shocking.
He said Adam Schefter.
I know. Shocking.
I was originally going to say Greg Cosell.
Yes.
He's a film study guy.
You're going to find this hard to believe, Woj, but Stoney was not 100% locked in, I don't think, at that particular
moment. No, I was
locked
in.
Okay, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's bound
to happen.
All right, so Woj, so you're up late watching the Spartans. What is more fixable, their turnovers or their outside shooting?
Or their football team.
The turnovers is more fixable.
Although the turnovers, they keep doing it every year, so maybe it's not.
Wait, when did you guys get a studio audience?
No, we've had that for a while now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've felt all along that the one thing that Josh Langford absence that would really hurt them was outside shooting, and with a 5 for 26 on 3-pointers, and
yep.
that and their bigs aren't as big necessarily or long, as the kids say these days, as other teams. I mean, they're still a great team, don't get me wrong, and Winston's not going to be 1 for 7 on threes every game, but that was somewhat predictable with Kentucky, with all the young athletes and the Maxey guy, and but the outside shooting, I do think it's going to be an issue for Michigan State this year.
Well, I haven't heard you respond yet to the Lions game, because usually Mitch is on at that same time, but what what is your, we've seen so many of these things, and I know you kind of thought we were heading down a different road with this team and with this regime, and I don't know if you necessarily think we're not now and you've given up on them or what, but it's just so easy to pull the chute and say, bring in someone different, bring in someone new. I want to be patient, but at the same time, I don't want to be too patient. Where are you with this regime and where they are? And, you know, where are you? Where are you, Woj?
Right now I'm in my living room.
Okay.
I'm sticking with this regime right to the end.
Is that?
The Bears game on Sunday.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right to the very end of that game. No, that is, honest to goodness, especially with Patricia's defense, if they don't shut down that awful Bears offense and put up a meager effort, then red flags, call it whatever you want. I do think you then can put on the table the discussion of whether or not Patricia should be back as head coach, because he'd be 3-5-1 after 6-10. That would be in the mix. I think they're going to beat the Bears, and I don't think they're going to collapse. I mean, they haven't really collapsed in an individual game other than a little bit in the Vikings game. Every game has been closed.
Right.
So I don't think they're mailing it in, but yeah, vitally concerned. And because of the exact same thing we've been saying all year, the defense, and, oh, by the way, the running game that was supposed to be fixed, and I know Kerryon Johnson is out, which is why you need multiple NFL running backs on your roster. And it's like something Quinn doesn't believe in or something. I don't get.
So you're saying this is a crossroads game for the 9th consecutive week.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, no. Listen, the other ones were vital games, but am I wrong, Jamie, Stoney? If they're 3-5-1, and if they lose into a Bears team that has struggled, wouldn't wouldn't that ratchet all sorts of things in your little mind?
Oh, yeah. But oh, for sure. Come on, if you listen to Patricia, it's not his defense. It's Pasqualoni's.
This is what Wojo's saying. A line cannot be crossed this game. Wow. I'm going to make it simple. If the Bears have three touchdown drives of more than 50 yards Monday morning, Matt Patricia has to go. Period.
Whoa, Monday morning.
Monday morning.
That offense, 350-plus touchdown drives. That would be absolutely unacceptable.
That would be. I like that line. 350. Can we make them 360-yard drives?
Just how about 55?
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
No, I agree. That's what we're going to be watching. The defense, because we do understand the offense is a little hamstrung without a running game or running backs per se, although McKissick made a few plays. But no, the defense, absolutely. I'm going to be there, okay, at Soldier Field, and I'll be watching closely because I might have to get the little poison keyboard out if something bad happens there.
When was the last time you used the poison keyboard?
What the hell does that mean, Stoney? I believe I used it last week in the little picks column.
Okay. I guess. All right. Sticking with football, different variety. The rankings came out yesterday. Do they mean anything?
Well, no, except is the Big Ten getting a little bit of respect?
A lot of respect.
Okay, but next question. Is it really warranted? I mean, is Penn State really the fourth best team in the country? I think Minnesota's going to give Penn State a really good game on Saturday and could even win at home. Beyond that, I mean, I like the fact that they didn't put Clemson in the top four. I mean, doesn't mean anything. If they win out or whatever, they'll still make the playoff. But I like the little statement they sent, you know, because Clemson has mailed in some games. Trevor Lawrence has not been as good. But I don't get where Penn State has been so dominant either.
No, but I must admit I did think of you, and I don't know if you heard it, or I alluded to it earlier in the show, when Harbaugh came out with his plan for 11 teams. And it was like, because you're like literally the only person who I know who loves college football and thinks, four is just fine, don't expand. And to which I say, eight is the perfect number. And then you always go, and if you want eight, you're going to want 10 or 12 or 11. Yep. And that's exactly what Harbaugh did, which I'm not a big fan of him giving you fodder for your lame-ass argument.
Yeah, see, that's why I can't give you people stuff. Because you demand more.
No. I say
yes,
eight.
You do.
No, I don't. Eight is enough. Ooh, eight is enough. I might write a little screenplay with that.
Yeah.
Huh?
I gave you four in the playoffs. I finally conceded that.
You didn't give us anything. What do you mean you? You gave us nothing.
I took four.
Okay.
And with it, I would say, I don't know, 4 minutes of it being announced, people wanted eight or six or 16. Now, Harbaugh has actually lowered his total. He's wanted a 16-team playoff. I look at his 11-team model. It's kind of interesting because did you see one of the six at-large teams would play on the first weekend where normally it's the conference championship game?
Yeah.
And the three winners advance to the playoffs. And the three losers just get thrown into the bowl system and actually get to play a bowl still. I mean, I find that kind of interesting.
But if you lose a playoff game, do you really want to play in a bowl game?
Well, maybe not. But if you're not in the playoffs, who wants to play in a bowl game these days?
Well, that's true, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance?
Coaches want that because they want their players to play, especially when you can play young players now in bowl games and not lose a redshirt year. They desperately want those bowl games.
Do you think Harbaugh put this plan together with those games on that first weekend because he wasn't aware that there's a conference championship game?
No, he wants to get rid of the conference championship game.
Maybe he just doesn't know there's one. Maybe that's why Michigan, maybe if he knew they were actually playing in Indy, he would try a little bit harder.
Do you think Michigan is, when they played Ohio State each time, when it was over, he goes, wait, where are they going? Where's Ohio State going there?
Right, exactly.
What's going on?
He was flipping around his TV. He goes, wow, is this like an exhibition game on ESPN Classic or what?
Well, Joe,
us be the last game of the year, huh?
Yeah.
One quickie before you go. This time in 2 weeks, Blank will be coaching the Detroit Red Wings.
In 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Blank will be coaching Steve Yzerman? No, I'm not saying that. Take that back. Strike that from the record. Don't run the recorder on that one.
Just say Scotty.
Nah, I'm going to say it's still Flashel.
Okay.
Now, believe me, 6-1. They lose 6-1 every single game. Right?
Yeah. I'll put it this way. If the Rangers have three scoring drives of 50 yards or longer tonight, Monday morning, Jeff Blashill should be. Whoa, hey, wow. That was dramatic. That would have been a great out cue.
Now, I assume Jimmy Howard is not in goal tonight.
I don't know. He plays great at the Garden, though.
They're going to use their jumbo package, actually. It's going to be Logan Thomas.
If the Rangers score three goals on shots of 50 feet or further.
Monday Done. Morning. Exactly.
Done.
All right, Robert, we will be listening tonight at 6 to lead us into that rivalry game between the Wings and the Rangers.
Original Six. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's part of the Original Six Cup. Wings are not faring very well in that, are they?
Well, we'll see. Yeah. It all turns around.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It only takes one. All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right, kids.
There he is, Wednesdays with Woj, 97.1 The Ticket. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.